Phoneboy Speaks, episode 749, Confessions of a Former TSA Agent.
It's one thing that us passengers who have to deal with the Transportation Security Agency for airline travel, we know that they're fairly ineffective, but it's quite another when the TSA themselves or people that used to work for the TSA admit that it's pretty ineffective. So there's an article linked in the show notes where it was a confessions of a former TSA person, and yes, it describes several things that they did that he knew that weren't very good, and yet they did them anyway. And in some cases, I think the most surprising thing I saw in there was that they actually profile people and pull people aside that look like a certain ethnicity and do they give them extra special treatment, but they're not so great at identifying what those people are because, of course, they don't train them. And now you can argue whether they should be profiling or not. I can tell you the Israelis do it, and that's just one of the things that they do. And but the Israelis, I think, have real threats to even contend with. And everybody in Israel goes through the military. Everybody's had the training. The people that work for the Israeli Airport Authority get really good training. And every person I've dealt with in the Israeli Airport Authority has been very courteous. And they can be firm at times if you're not doing the right thing. But they see the threats. They have a strategy for actually dealing with the threats. And when they actually find a threat, they don't shut down the entire airport like TSA teams seems to do when there's something going on. But reading this article, it's just very clear that the TSA is a dysfunctional organization that implements ineffective security measures, and they've even confirmed, right, a lot of the stuff that, like, you know, folks like Jonathan Corbett, the TSA in our pants guy, that it seems that is they know that the full body scanners are ineffective and that they do some things that they consider themselves pretty embarrassing. They don't want to have to do it, but they're just following orders, as it was. And so this is so I feel sorry for the people that are in the TSA, that they're doing it because they need money. But at the same time, they're doing something stuff that they know is wrong. And that's, I mean, they go through so many people as a result of that, because most people just can't do all of that stuff. I mean, I don't think I could do that. The stuff that they make TSA agents do, the opt-out pat-downs, definitely do not like that. And yes, I also just find I find what they do is not so great. And yes, it's somewhat validating to hear the TSA, the people from the TSA, not the TSA formally, but people that used to work for the TSA, say that they know that it's bad. But unfortunately, that doesn't change the reality. The reality is that those of us who do airline travel and possibly other types of travel in the near future, who knows? Maybe they'll be, this is not going to get any better. That doesn't seem to be going anywhere. Until Congress, say, decides to defund the Transportation Security Agency, then I think this is going to be the state of affairs. And we don't have enough things when we travel to worry about, just add the TSA to the list. But if they want to actually do something effective, then they need to do more. Or do different things that are actually effective and maybe not such invasive scans or whatnot. I mean, the best security measure they still employ is the metal detector, to be perfectly honest. The rest of it is all, most of the rest of it is just ridiculous. Fortunately, I've paid for the privilege of TSA PreCheck, and so most of the time, it's pretty straightforward. I don't have to take my shoes off or go stand in the irradiating nudoscope. But not everybody's that lucky, and it should be. If they're going to do more stuff, great. Let's actually do something that actually improves security rather than just all this monkey stuff that they seem to do and herding cattle. I'd rather, as I say, the way the Israelis do it is much better. Um, and they can manage to be safe without completely inconveniencing travelers. I mean, it's just, over the years, they've just gotten better at it. It's amazing. Comparatively speaking, yes, you know, the Israelis ask a few more questions, but at the end of the day, it's okay. You know, they're actually doing their job, and they're also well-trained and everything. And, you know, the TSA could, if they really cared about airport security, they would learn from the Israelis, because the Israelis have real threats and they deal with them properly. But it doesn't seem like the TSA is ever going to learn the right way to do airport security. It's just the way it goes, I guess.
Thanks for listening to this episode of Phoneboy Speaks. Visit phoneboy.com/PS on the web for more information.